Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Myself. Yeah, listen, I get it. I guess that's just, I guess, emotional. Here's one. The guy finishes, RJ, I'm sure you're very good about not listening to negative people. And I was at Wings Over Bryant, and I feel you did a great job emceeing the event.
Thank you, sir. Love the show, guys.
Thank you for the fun in the morning.
So I appreciate you,
see,
sir.
There's a nice one. You'll see, for every negative one, you
that's
get
like
a nice
the first one.
One
you've read in about 2 months for me.
Let's go to the Hodges Glass Little Rock Glass Hotline and talk to a young lady who has been known as the catfish killer, Haley Applegate. Good morning, Haley. She's with the Game and Fish Commission. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great. How about you guys?
You're already at work, so we're gonna make this quick, so we don't want to get you in trouble. So
yeah, so we won't show where you work.
How big was the catfish that you captured the other night? Was it 50 or 40?
So my catfish was about 47 pounds.
Good Lord.
My little brother's, he caught about 4 or 5 days before that one, and that one topped 50 pounds. Our scale only went up to 50 pounds.
Wow. So two,
it might have been a little more.
So this is in Lake Conway, the lake that we see most people when they drive to Conway, drive to Little Rock, you drive over every time, right?
Mm-hmm. Lake Conway is actually a really big lake. There's several boat ramps all the way around it, so any one of those would be a great area to go catfishing at.
What do you call it? Drumming? Is that what drum? What how's it called? Jug fishing? What is it?
Yes, so it's called jug fishing. A lot of people use like pool noodles. Some people get like bleach Clorox bottles, milk jugs. There's all sorts of different methods that you can use for jug fishing.
It just hit.
Yeah,
the pool
noodle.
Noodle
is the thing.
The pool
that,
noodle.
Noodle, yeah. That you, yeah. Not needle, noodle, yeah. That you have
long,
in the pool.
Yeah, yes. The long veggie fry looking thing.
But what's interesting, Haley, is that we talked about, you know, I grew up, you know, doing some trot line fishing, and it's sort of basically it's the same thing. You're not using a rod and reel. You're setting a line and letting it, you know, sit out there, and you go back and check on it. So you and your brother have been doing this for quite a while?
Yes, so actually it's been a minute since we've been out there doing this because we've been busy moving around. My dad's in the military. So this is actually the first summer that we've been able to go out and set these jugs like consistently through the week. So we've been doing this for a couple weeks now, but my dad's kind of perfected the method over the last couple years, and recently, we've been pulling in some pretty big catfish using his method.
Now, this is what I find fascinating, Raj and RJ, is that Haley Applegate joined us now, which is with Arkansas Game and Fish. I asked her last night at trivia, I said, so what kind of jugs are you using? And you know what she said? I cannot tell you that. Or I prefer, because whatever you're using, you think it's an advantage to help you catch these catfish, right?
Yes, definitely. So
really? How about that?
When you're trying to go after these big catfish, it's important to use big equipment. So we've got some big equipment going on, and we don't really want to give away that secret.
How about that? Okay. I
completely, it's like the secret sauce.
I completely respect that. You did tell us what kind of bait you use. You use is it live brim, or do you just how do you do that? You will tell us that, right?
Yeah. That we use for catching flatheads in particular. So there's four different kind of catfish, right?
Right.
There's bullhead. They don't get very large. You can actually use them as bait. That would be a great bait if you can catch some that are pretty decent size and hook those. And then there's channel cats, blues, and then there's flatheads.
Right.
So channel cats and blues, they're both bottom feeders. They'll eat just about anything and everything. It can be dead or alive. It doesn't matter. Flatheads, though, are a completely different story. All that they eat, like 98% of the time, is live fish.
Right.
I have caught a flathead, not a very big one, off of a piece of cut bait, but for the majority of the time, it's going to be live brim that'll get you those big catfish.
Is that, with the flathead, how big, just seeing the picture is one thing, but how big is that head? Is it about a foot wide? Is it a foot? Could it fit into a 5-pan bucket?
Oh, 5-pan bucket. Probably not.
Okay, 5-pan bucket. No, okay, that's what
it's
I'm saying.
It's huge.
You couldn't even slip the bucket over its head. I mean,
the head was bigger than me.
Wow.
I mean, it struggle, honestly, trying to get that picture. My dad's like, hold it up, Lauren. I'm like trying to pull it up as much as I can.
It may be 12 to 15 inches.
No way.
Yeah, it's huge.
Wow.
Yeah, you could definitely fit like 6 people's hands in there. Like, it's ridiculous.
So let me ask you, so this is not a catch and release. This is a catch and eat, right?
So a lot of times we'll catch and release them. This time, though, with those catfish, we didn't have much fish in the freezer at all. So we're like, we're going to keep them. And we're gonna eat them.
Nice.
So
nice.
This one did end up going into the fryer. But the majority of the time, we will re-release those. And a lot of people think that the bigger the flathead, the worse the meat's going to be because they think of what the channels and the blues eat. They eat really fatty, greasy fish. Flatheads, though, they eat live fish for the majority of the time. So their meat's actually just as good as a smaller catfish.
I've heard that story about big catfish.
Haley, have you ever stuck your arm in there and tried to get it to latch onto your arm?
Have you ever done noodling before?
No. I'm not that brave. There's a lot of alligator snapping turtles in these waters.
Okay.
Hand
fishing on those.
That was one of my next questions. Remember the story about the, you know, we saw that 10-footer and we asked Trey Reed about it. Have you seen that 10-foot gator that's there in Lake Conway?
I have not personally seen it, but I have seen the photos and videos of them.
I'm going to tell you, in my mind, and you're fishing at night for these catfish, right?
Yes, we're out there at nighttime the majority of the time. We'll start setting up right around sunset, and then we'll stay out till 3-4 a.m.
I'm just telling you, this is me when I'm out there. I'm pulling that thing up, Roger, and pulling it up, and I'm it is splashing around about that. Here's that 10-foot gator that just comes up and takes my arm with it.
Where are you? Best.
So before we let you go, Haley. So you've got 250-pound flatheads, which are massive out of the same area. Do you think there are a lot more of these fish out there? Or you think these are just was a rare situation for you? You've been fishing out there a lot. So, go ahead.
Yeah, so with Lake Conway, it is a breeding ground for giant flatheads. They are all over that lake. If we were able to catch them going out two times in a row, there's definitely more out there. And honestly, my dad swears that there's bigger out there.
Wow.
He's going after that record breaker one. The record right now is 85 pounds.
For a flathead?
So we're trying to get that 85-pounder, and he said he's seen it before.
Oh, wow.
It's going to
be
shaking.
Roger, that's going to be, I'm going to tell you, an 80-foot flathead. You saw how big the 50 was. That's going to be
like,
it's going to be like 6 feet long, 5 to 6 feet long, and then probably about 18-inch head, right? Somewhere around there?
It'd probably be about that size.
Yeah. Good. I don't want any part.
That would eat a small child.
That would be like Jaws, where the whatever you're using for your jug, it would take off and it would go under.
I got three barrels on him. He can't go down. Not with three barrels, he can't. Well, Haley, you sent me a photograph. I mentioned it to you last night that I'd seen it in the Facebook message. I'd seen a photograph, and it was of your brother. Was that the same one that they're showing of you and your brother on the news now all over the state, and you're going to be on TV as well? Or is that another time?
Oh, that was a different time. That one was probably about 30 pounds.
30?
Still pretty big, but that one was a different one that we caught, I think, 2 weeks prior to the big one.
In Lake Conway.
Haley, the bigger question is how good are you at trivia? Because how good is Roger?
She's very good. She's
there almost
good.
Every time with her guy, with
her
man.
She has been there. She went. She and Keegan, her fiance, came started coming when
they're
we
the
were
young, the youngest. The always the youngest. Too.
Always the youngest. They've won several times, but it's just them. Maybe sometimes they'll have a couple that'll come out with them. But they've been supporting me for the longest time. And
how would you rate Roger's trivia giving skills?
So he's really great at trivia. His questions, though, are all over the place.
Well, listen, I will say
as long as you have fun.
Haley, I saw last night, Roger asked, RJ, he asked such a difficult question the way he did it. He had to go to he spent 10 minutes going to each table.
It's okay.
Trying to explain it to him.
That's all right. Laugh it up. They got it. Laugh it up. That's all right.
I said, Roger would come up with such a difficult question, he's got to go ahead and give some help to help the team get through
it. That's exactly what I did. And I did not take offense from it.
Well, Haley, we always love to see you guys there, and congratulations. Matter of fact, I just see this. Look at this picture here. Rick Anderson sends us his picture, Roger, of a catfish. This is his grandfather back in Gillette, 1918, 100-pound catfish. Look at
that,
RJ.
Last question, then. A flathead like that. How do they get that big? Is that the way they always are, or have they just survived? And it's 75 years old. What's the deal?
So Game and Fish is actually, with their biologists, they're trying to figure out a way to, I think they have the way to age them and everything, but there's just so little known about those giant catfish that they've actually contacted me and they've asked if we could bring in like the heads and the fins so that way they can age them.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see that. That'd be fascinating.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Yeah, so I'm excited. Hopefully we'll catch some more in the future, and we'll bring them in and get them aged just to kind of get some of that research going with them.
Well, you know what's going to happen now, Haley, is that there are going to be people that are watching for you. They're going to try to find out, you and your brother, what's the secret barrel you're using or jug you're using. You know, the funny thing, and they're only fishing in eight feet of water. And, you know,
gator infested.
Snapping turtles,
gator infested.
Well, Haley, congratulations. Yeah. Well done. And keep up the good work of the Game and Fish, and we'll see you on Tuesday night.
See you next week, Haley. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
You,
yeah, that is, I,